timeless information for your self-care and health, hrnradio.com.
Hi, everybody. It is Zoe Moon, and we are here to look at the month of December. All right, so first of all, you guys, you're going to start off heading into December with new moon energy already play. This is really good for motivating and making things happen in the field of Sagittarius, where this is taking place in this first couple weeks of December. And so you really want to look at, where do I want to start? Where do I want to go with any kind of educational pursuits, anything with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, any travel plans? So that's good for this time of the year, right? Anything going on at a distance that you just want to kind of take to the next level, anything legal or ceremonial, or anything with religion or politics or philosophy. So you have momentum. You actually have more momentum than typical for any other time of the year to make something happen. And Mercury is going to come and join in with this starting on the 9th. And it's going to be there all the way till the 28th of the month. So Mercury coming on board really means that's when you can kind of hear from people or make decisions or get into those talks or meetings or interviews about subjects or possibly write or sign agreements or focus on sales in those areas. So definitely going to be picking up at that point. All right, so for the second energy going on in December, it's really big deal, and it's most of the thrust of the month, and that is what's going to be going on in Capricorn. So when we're talking about Capricorn, we're talking about, you know, the structures that support us, our ambitions, our career, what's going on with our personal life goals, and any kind of higher-up authority type people. Also can be recognition, fame, reputation, status. So we're going to have a lot going on in this area in December. It starts right on the 2nd with Jupiter heading into this sign for the first time in 12 years. And this is a huge deal. Jupiter is going to be traveling through Capricorn now till this of next year. And this is definitely the time to kind of look at ways to open something up in a bigger way. So, you know, are you happy with your career? Are you, you know, is there something that could be more prosperous for you? Is there a way for more personal growth in this territory? What about something really big happening with that boss, parent, judge, director, producer, teacher, mentor, you know, higher up authority figure? Or something with, you know, definitely a year to set a big personal goal and strive for it, because Jupiter is going to be working with us to open that up. And this is a really lovely kind of crossover that's happening this month, because we have that new moon momentum in Jupiter's sign, Sagittarius, and Mercury there. And so when you're thinking about these goals or the career or the higher up authority figures, you want to apply Jupiter themes to it. So is there potential to travel to reach that goal, or is that goal, or further the career, or to deal with that parent or boss? Is there something with legal or educational or media, marketing, publishing interests? Is there something with weddings or other ceremonies or religion or politics in the mix? So this is totally going to be a huge theme throughout the year of 2020, and it starts on December 2nd. By the 15th of the month, Jupiter will make his first alignment to an outer planet. He is going to come cozy up to Uranus, and this is a really wonderful alignment, so it is going to bring something into flow that's kind of exciting or innovative, involving personal income or your possessions or a purchase that you're making that, you know, cross sections with this career goal or the personal goal or the authority figure. So definitely work towards that by mid-month. By the 21st, the sun is going to head into Capricorn. So, you know, this is once again, we're going to have 30 days where the sun is putting a spotlight on what's going on with these goals and career matters and authority figures. And with the sun here, it really urges each of us to show up and get more personally or physically involved. You know, take a seat at the table, make your interests known. And it might involve your name or your title or your brand or your image or what's going on with your body, you know. So definitely that kicks in on the 21st. And stays in play for 30 days. And then, believe it or not, we got more. On the 26th, we have a new moon in this territory, but it's not just a new moon. It is a new moon solar eclipse. Now, this means it is three times more powerful. Do you think the cosmos wants us to really launch something here with a goal or a career or with that higher-up person? So this gives us 2 weeks of momentum starting on the 26th, where we have the potential to get into something brand new, take are already doing to that next level. And it will help us eclipse out what's been blocking that, you know. So if you need to let go of something from the past or stop some self, you know, sabotaging tendency here or get rid of a bad habit, right, to move this forward, it will help you do that. But definitely time to go into what this is going to be. And then at the very end of the month on the 28th, Mercury does join this story. So you're going to see more of this, obviously, in January of next year, where you're going to hear from people or you're going to, you know, get that offer or sign that agreement or get into those talks or meetings or interviews or sales or writing or, you know, decision-making about these goals, the career, the authority figure. So that is just enormous. I don't think we've had anything like this. Well, we haven't had anything like this, you know, ever because the Jupiter-Uranus alignment, but we haven't had anything even close to this in 12 years. So it is one half of a month. All right, so then between the 12th and 13th, we're going to have Chiron shifting. It's been in retrograde, and it's going to go direct. And so this is the energy that rules personal wounds and vulnerabilities. And in retrograde over these last months, we've all really been focusing on some ongoing or past wound. So the good news is we're going to get a stop focusing on that now, and we're just going to start moving forward. And we'll be moving into the process of spiritual guru energy around this, healing around this, helping others through your understanding of this personal wound. But if there is any kind of new thing coming, you know, in the months ahead, this is when this story starts. So we shift and we get to stop feeling so wounded from the past issue and we really start to move into whatever our next spiritual scenario is with Chiron. And then finally, on the 12th, we have a full moon in Gemini. And so we have some kind of really big new in or a big decision or that big important talk or meeting or proposal or offer or interview or audition or the sale that's going to be a big deal. And, you know, there's a material side of this. It could be that something is culminating with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, or with your vehicles or electronics or with your local community activities or some kind of short trip to a nearby place or even a move. And so, you know, you really want to kind of look at what can come to this climax by the 12th, which would mean, you know, what it is that you are achieving in one of those areas or some kind of breakthrough happening or a celebration or wrapping things up that you're now, you know, done with working on or ending something. Maybe you're ready to, tell somebody or write something out and end a certain situation. So whatever's working for you, right, so you want to really kind of work towards that by the 12th. So between the and the shift between the 12th and the 13th, obviously we're going to have like a big moment there. All right, so that's the main stuff, guys. So when we're looking at the signs, Aries straight up, you guys are in this flow of what I just described in the general opening. As far as new moon momentum in the first part of December, you guys want to hit the ground running and really see what it is you can launch into or take to that next level when it comes to any travel plans or situations at a distance, when it comes to your legal needs, your educational pursuits, and that can be, you know, teaching or going back to school or getting some kind of training. When it comes to any media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting projects, when it comes to weddings or other ceremonies or religious or political interests, you have momentum now, okay? And by the 9th, Mercury joins in there, so you're going to have a lot of opportunity to meet with people, get into those interviews or auditions, sign agreements, make sales, write, talk to people, share ideas, and make choices. So really look for that potential to even notch up a bit from the 9th onward. Now with Capricorn for Aries, you guys are going into a year that is just enormous. And I know the Aries have been really kind of having a more challenging year this last year, really, when it comes to the direction their life is going or their career or these authority figures. And it was really kind of preparing the way for this extraordinary year that's about to take off, which is going to broaden your horizons in those areas unlike anything you've really ever seen. So you really want to dream big when it comes to these goals, when it comes to your career, when it comes to any kind of higher up that you're involved with. And you want to start with Jupiter, which is moving into this territory on December 2nd and going to be there until December next year. So really applying travel distance to these goals or career needs or authority figures like bosses and parents and judges and directors and teachers, to apply media marketing, publishing, broadcasting to these goals or career matters or authority figures, to focus on legal or educational pursuits, to focus on ceremonies or religion or politics here. So you guys are going to start to see something.
Inspiration and motivation is just a podcast away at hrnradio.com.
So, Aries, top Capricorn with Jupiter going into this sign for the first time in 12 years. This is such a big deal for you guys. It starts on December 2nd, and you guys are going to have all the way through December of next year. So you really want to look at ways to expand your horizons, find more happiness, find more adventure, find more prosperity when it comes to the career direction or your own personal life goals or what's going on with the boss, the parent, the judge, the director, the teacher, or other authority figures in your life. And also, this really may be a year of fame or notoriety or some kind of elevation in your status. So you want to apply Jupiter to these topics. You want to think about, you know, how would travel or legal or educational or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, weddings or other ceremonies, religion or politics open up these goals or take my career further or get involved this authority figure. So really start looking for some kind of opportunity with this, you know, right from the get-go in December, and expect this is only going to be huge during 2020. By the 15th, you have that really beautiful alignment coming into play that brings some potential for something exciting happening with your income or your possessions or your purchases tied into those themes of personal life goals or career or authority figures. And then by the 21st, we're going to see a big spotlight starting to ask you to start showing up and getting more involved on a personal or physical level with your career or your personal goals or those authority figures. This will last for 30 days. And by the 26th, that new moon solar eclipse is going to launch you forward into 2020 with, you know, three times the power of a new moon potential to really start that new thing or take what you're doing to the next level. And then talks and meetings and offers and sales and writing and interviews and decisions about all of this will then start to even amplify more from the 28th onward, taking you into January next year. So it is on, Aries. It is a big, big deal. Now, Chiron's been retrograde in your sign, so that you've been really kind of feeling a little beat up from the universe, I would assume, especially our Aries that are born in the first 10 days of their sign. And you've been focused on that, you know, whether that's been emotional wounds or physical wounds or identity wounds, you know, whatever the vulnerabilities have been. And so when this turns around and goes direct, you get to stop, you know, you get to come out of that for a while. And now you're really kind of moving towards that next level of your spiritual growth with understanding yourself and facing any new kind of vulnerabilities in the months ahead. And the full moon on the 12th is bringing something to a climax in Gemini. So, Aries, you can expect some really big news or offer or proposal around the 12th, or you can be making a big decision or you know, hearing something about your writing or your interview or your audition or the big sale or sales in general. Or there could be something really coming to your head with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, the vehicles, the electronics, the short trip, or your local activities. So, with some of those, you know, you're looking at achievements, celebrations, breakthroughs, or wrapping things up or ending something that's been going on there, and that's your story for December. Now, for Taurus, you guys launch into December with that new moon momentum in play, which is really trying to get things moving for you into new territory or that next level in your ongoing scenario when it comes to your financial situation or your sexual attractions or what you're doing with third-party scenarios. So, you know, it could be a time to really look at where you are with your loans or your debt or your inheritance or bankruptcy or taxes or insurance or settlements or partners' money, you know, or whatever the big financial theme might be, or to really get in there and spark up the chemistry in that intimate connection, or look at where you are reproductively, or if this is on the flip side of this, if you're dealing with divorce, which will help give you momentum with that. It can also be about the life and death scenario, so there could be a birth, there could be somebody crossing over, or you getting into dealing with something about, you know, mortality. And those triangles, they're working with you or two other people and really motivating about that. And by the ninth quarter, Mercury moves into this territory, which is going to, you know, really open up the talks and meetings and sales and writing and agreements and decisions for you moving forward, the sales and ideas here. And that'll be in play most of the month until the 28th, so you really want to kind of jump into this and see where it takes you. Now, Capricorn territory is really about to take off, and this is in a beautiful harmonic to Taurus. It's going to work with you throughout this year ahead. It's a really big deal because Jupiter is heading into this area for the first time in 12 years, and Jupiter wants to expand things, right? Jupiter is going to be looking at, well, helping you look for more adventure, more personal growth, more happiness or prosperity. And this territory for Taurus is about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting. It's about higher education. It's about legal interests. It's about travel or situations developing at a distance. It's about weddings or other ceremonies. And it is about religion, politics, and philosophy. So Torah, you guys have this potential to take this bigger than you've had in 12 years, starting on December 2nd and in play all the way until December next year. By the 15th of this month, it is going to form an alignment to Uranus in your sign, Taurus. So something very exciting or innovative involving you, you know. Maybe you're going to just jump on that plane and go somewhere. Maybe you're going to find yourself in the spotlight in this media or marketing venture. Or, you know, you really want to think how you can be in there in some kind of interesting and exciting way. And then by the 21st, we have the sun starting to put a spotlight for 30 days on this territory, which means you're going to be more personally or physically involved with one of those topics, and perhaps your name, your brand, your image, your body, you know, in them doing something. And then we have that new moon soul eclipse on the 26th. Three times more powerful than a typical new moon, really launching our Tauruses forward, giving you the chance to start something brand new or take what you're doing to the next level for the next 2 weeks. And so looking, what do you want to get into? What do you want to start with? Travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, ceremonial, religious, or political interests? And by the 28th, Mercury then does join this territory, so this is going to take you into January with more talk, offers, sales, writing, interviews, meetings, decisions that are focused on those topics. This is really exciting. Every sign is going to have a big, big boost in this territory of Capricorn, and that's yours for us. Now, Chiron's been focusing on past wounds or some ongoing situation that has felt wounded for months now, and this is going to shift, and you're going to be able to come out of that and start to move into wherever this is going to take you moving forward. This happens between the 12th and the 13th, and for Taurus, it's been either focused on romantic interludes or clandestine affairs or spiritual practices or karmic balance or artistic pursuits or institutions, research, investigations, addictions, or deception. So whatever that is that's been kind of consuming you in those areas, this is going to lift up. You're going to be able to stop focusing so much on that past stuff. And wherever this is taking you moving forward, you're going to start to see that between the 12th and 13th. And then on the 12th, we have that full moon. And for Taurus, it's in your arena of personal income, purchases, and possessions. So something very big is culminating there. Maybe you're finally done doing what you were doing with the possessions or that sale. You know, you get that big purchase coming through, or you are celebrating something with your income, or perhaps you're done. You're wrapping up a project or you're ending something. So big achievements or wrap-ups going on in those areas. All right, for Gemini. You guys are heading into December with new moon momentum in your relationship zone. So, you know, you really want to hit the ground running those first couple weeks of December. You're looking for new relationships or new interests with current relationships or taking a current relationship to the next level. So we're looking at, you know, romantic partnerships and business partnerships, what's going on with your clients, what's going on with your specialists, your experts, your agents, your attorneys, your competitors, your opponents, your advocates, you know. And so you do have the potential to take this somewhere. And Mercury will join the story on the 9th and stay there through the 28th, which brings a lot of talks and meetings with these people, or writing, or sales, or proposals, or offers, or short trips, or local activities, or decisions coming down, right? So, yeah, a lot going on there. Now, the Capricorn territory for Gemini. This is the power part of your chart, and this is going to go big in the next year for you, Gemini, and it starts on December 2nd as Jupiter moves into this territory. You have not had this here in 12 years, okay? You want to think about ways to expand your horizon, to find more happiness, to adventure more, to look at your prosperity. And it's, on the one hand, it's going to be focused on your financial realm, but not your income, okay? So this means looking at where you are with loans, with debt, with inheritance, with taxes, with insurance, with investments, with settlements, with alimony, child support, mortgages, your partner's money, and something big going on here. So maybe, you know, maybe you'll be sitting down with some kind of financial expert who can advise you in some of those areas about what's going on there, right? The other territory is more personal, and it's also very powerful. This is your sex life. So there could be some kind of huge, you know, attraction playing out or something really exciting going on here. There could be something reproductive happening. Maybe there's a baby on the way. Maybe you're going through the change of life, you know. There could be something with divorce if you're done and you want to free yourself up in that intimate way for the new partner that might come along. So you could be seeing some kind of help with getting through a divorce. Also, this focuses on births and deaths, and so there could be some kind of big, you know, something big coming into your life due to what you're dealing with that, you know, whether you work in a situation that focuses on that, or there's somebody close to you, you know, having a baby or crossing over, you know, then you can see what Jupiter's doing there to protect you and open that up. And then third-party scenarios, Gemini, really with, you know, you and the partner and the publisher, you and the client and the other client, I don't know. whatever third-party scenarios is really going to go big. So those are your areas, right? By the 15th, you're going to have this come into alignment with research, investigations, institutions, artistic projects, romantic getaways or interludes, spiritual practices. So really look at how that could come together with these financial or sexual or reproductive or third-party scenarios. The sun is going to move in and put a spotlight on all of this starting on the 21st. So for 30 days, Gemini, you're going to really be asked to step up, get more personally and physically involved. Then that new moon solar eclipse on the 26th is going to really launch you forward and help you guys start something new or take what you're doing to the next level with that financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, third-party scenario. And then Mercury joins on the 28th. So going into January, obviously, lots more talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and offers and decisions going on there. Now, you guys have been focused on wounds and vulnerabilities with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events over the months behind. And that's going to stop. You're going to be able to come out of that backwards focus between the 12th and 13th of December. And then wherever this is meant to go in your spiritual guru involvement and dealing with any new wounds or vulnerabilities coming up, that will play out in the months ahead. Also on the 12th, we have that full moon, and it's in your sign, Gemini. So something really big culminating for you on a personal or physical level. So, you know, this may be some kind of breakthrough for you. You might be celebrated in some way. There might be something big going on with your name or brand or title or body or image, you know, coming out, or you're wrapping something up or celebrating that. Okay, so for Cancer, you guys head into December with all this new moon momentum helping launch you guys forward with your work or health or animals. So you really want to look at, you know, hitting the ground running. What do I want to do to get in better shape or to feel healthier? What do I want to do with the work I'm doing or a big work project around the house? Maybe you're going to hire help. Maybe you're going to work with a coworker on something or sign paperwork or get organized and clean, right? Or there could be new things in play with the animals in your life. And Mercury will join the story on the 9th and be there through the 28th. So lots more short trips, local activities, talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, offers, focused on those subjects. So really getting that going for you. And now the really big news, Cancer. We are going to have this explosion of energy going on in Capricorn. It's going to be all through 2020, and it is starting on December 2nd. And for you guys, it's about relationships. It's the biggest deal year you've had in 12 years, and maybe the biggest in your life, because we've never had some of these combinations that are going on. So it's really about what's going on with romantic partners, business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, and advocates. So, you know, you want to look at how Jupiter could be influencing this for you. You want to look at travel or distant situations with them. You want to look at media marketing, publishing, broadcasting with them. You want to look at higher education or legal needs or weddings or other ceremonies or religious or political needs and how that can open up your world with these people. By the 15th, there's going to be this alignment between Jupiter and Uranus. So Cancer, this brings in the social field with this, one of these relationships, right? So something going on with friends or groups or gatherings or parties or events or the internet or astrology or charities or your own aspirations. So look for that. By the 21st, the sun puts a spotlight on these relationships. You're going to be showing up and getting more involved with these people one-on-one in the next 30 days. And by the 26th, you have that new moon solar eclipse, which is going to help launch you forward into new relationships in those areas or taking this relationship you're into the next level and really eclipsing on anything that's been blocking that. It's about what's new, what's next here. And then Mercury is going to join the story on the 28th moving forward, helping you get into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, proposals, decisions with these people. It's a big deal, Cancer. You guys have been focused on wounds or vulnerabilities that are tied to a personal goal of yours or with your career or an authority figure like a boss, a parent, a judge, a mentor over the months behind you. And now Chiron's going to go direct between the 12th and 13th, so you're going to stop focusing so much or feeling so much of that wounded vulnerability. And you're going to really start moving towards whatever the next level is for you guys when it comes to your spiritual growth and or vulnerabilities there. And the full moon is also happening on the 12th. This is bringing some kind of big culmination with any kind of artistic interest, romantic interlude, spiritual practice, addiction, deception, research or investigation or what's going on with institutions. So, celebrating achieving goals, having breakthroughs there, or wrapping things up and ending things there, depending on what's going on in those areas for you guys. Okay, for Leo. Leo, you guys head into December with new momentum already in play for you guys in your house of true love and children and creative projects and recreation. So this is a great place for you guys to really get the month going. You have potential to start something new there or to take what you're already doing to the next level. You've got a lot of cosmic energy behind that. And by the ninth, you're going to have Mercury join this story. So at that point, meeting, or talking with people more that are focused on lovers or kids or creativity or fun. Also, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, proposals, decisions, playing out in those areas up through the 28th, so really good area to focus on for Leo. Now, the big deal, the Capricorn area. This is going to be opening up your world in a bigger way than you've seen in 12 years, and for lots of us, bigger than we've ever experienced, and really bringing some growth, some prosperity, some happiness, some adventure, for Leo, what's going on with their work, their health, their animals, any paperwork, what's happening with co-workers or hired help, or cleaning or organizing, and it's going to go big. And this starts off the symbol second with Jupiter showing up here. So you want to look at Jupiter themes. How can that open your horizons with your work or your health or your pets or paperwork, et cetera? So Jupiter themes would be, can I go big here with media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, education, legal, travel, foreign, ceremonial, religious or political interests, right? And by the 15th, you guys are going to see this coming into alignment with those exact topics that are playing out now with looking for Leo with, a personal goal or your career or a boss, a parent, a director, a teacher, a mentor, some kind of higher-up person. So that looks exciting and opening something up. The sun will start spotlighting this on the 21st for 30 days, which is your cue to be there, show up, get there physically involved or personally involved with your health, with your work, with the co-workers, the hired help, the pets, the paperwork. And then that new moon solar eclipse on the 26th opens up 2 weeks. Huge push forward by the cosmos to start something new or take things to the next level in those areas. And then by the 28th, Mercury joins in and will be there going into January of this year, which is going to bring the talks, the meetings, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the interviews, the offers and decisions that are going to start to open up about your work, your health, your animals, et cetera. So big, big deal. Now, as far as the wounds, the vulnerability, you've been focused on past ones that have been tied to legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political themes for months now. And this is going to come to an end by the 12th, 13th as Chiron stops focusing on the past and goes direct. So at that point, you're going to feel a shift around those topics, and now you're going to be moving into what the next chapter of this story is going to be or the new things coming on board with this moving ahead. And the full moon is also on the 12th. And for Leo, this is going to be bringing something big to a combination with your friends, your group, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or something with your own aspirations or original projects. So we're having a big celebration or achievement there, or we're wrapping up things we've been doing or ending a story that's been playing out there, and that will be by the 12th. Okay, for Virgo. Virgo, you guys are going to head into December with this new moon momentum really launching you guys forward, helping you start something new or take what you're doing to the next level, involving your home, any real estate deals, moves, or renovations, or focused on the family, the parents, the roommates, your, what's rooting you there to the earth. So this is going to really help you. Mercury's going to join this story on the 9th through the 28th, so then you'll be able to get into those talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, playing out about that. So really want to focus on that big time in December. I have more for Virgo. If you guys hang on with us, we'll be back after the commercial break.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Virgo, so the really big deal for everybody is the full moon in Capricorn and this is starting in December and through the year of 2020. So Virgo, this is your territory of true love and lovers, children, creative projects and creative talents, and anything recreational you want to get involved in. So you really want to look at, how can I see some personal growth or happiness or prosperity or adventure here, because it's all about to open up. You have not had this kind of potential for this in 12 years, and some of it not ever in this lifetime because of some of the combinations that are coming up. So Jupiter heads into this territory on December 2nd. You really want to look at how can I apply travel or foreign or distant situations to this, or educational pursuits, or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting interests, or legal needs, or weddings, or other ceremonies, or religion, or politics, to really open up what I'm doing creatively, or for fun, or with the kids, or with my love life, or lover. because this is where it's going for you. By the 15th of this month, it's going to make an alignment which ties directly into that travel, distant, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious or political topic. Makes this great alignment, which looks really exciting for you guys. So if you already know what you want out of that, aim for it. If not, it might be a surprise. By the 21st, the sun is moving into this territory of lovers and kids with creativity and recreation. It's going to put a spotlight here for the next 30 days. So Virgo, you're supposed to start showing up and getting more personally or physically involved in these themes. Your name, your image, your brand might, you know, get promoted through this in some way as well. The new moon solar eclipse on the 26th will help you really launch forward for two solid weeks, three times more powerful than a regular new moon, helping you start something new in one of those areas or take what you're doing to the next level. It will help you eclipse out what has been blocking that forward progression as part of that momentum if you need it to. And then by the 28th, Mercury joins the story, and it'll be there going into January, which is going to bring more meetings, talks, interviews, auditions, sales, writing, proposals, decisions in those areas of life. So very big, and it's going to stay big throughout 2020. Any kind of old wounds or vulnerabilities that you've been focusing on over the months behind that are financially focused or about your sex life or reproductive needs, a divorce, a death, a birth, or any triangles playing out, those are going to really start to culminate and be done with by the 12th or 13th of December as Chiron shifts and goes direct. You don't have to focus on that past now. You'll be coming out of that. And then you're really moving over the months ahead to experience your own spiritual growth there, and any new vulnerabilities you'll be tackling in those areas, so that'll be where that's headed. And then the full moon is also on the 12th, which is about something peaking on the career front or with a personal goal of yours, or what's happening with a boss, a parent, a judge, a teacher, director, mentor, some other kind of authority figure in your life. So you really want to look at celebrations, achievements, you're wrapping things up, or marking going on in one or more of those areas. All right, for Libra, new moon momentum heading into December. You guys have the potential to start new things or take what you're doing to the next level in your talks, your meetings, your interviews, your auditions, your writing, your sales, your short trips and local activities, or what's going on with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, moves, or big decisions or offers on the table. So really keep that going in the first couple weeks. Mercury's going to join in here on the 19th to 28th, which only amplifies the intensity of that and helps you do what it is you're planning to do here. So really focus on those territories. And then the big deal is the Capricorn field. And this is going to be where there's going to be major growth, prosperity, happiness, or adventure starting to take off for all the signs throughout the entire year of 2020. And it starts with Jupiter moving into this territory on December 2nd. For Libra, it's about your home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, roommates. So you really want to look at something very big about opening up here and tie in Jupiter themes. Could it involve travel or distance, education, legal, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, weddings or other ceremonies, religion or politics? How can I apply those things here? You know, start a media project at the home, in the home, get married at your parents' house. I don't know. Sign the legal documents on a real estate deal. You know, look at how Jupiter can apply to this to open it up. By the 15th of December, Jupiter will form an alignment with Uranus here that will truly inflow for you guys and bringing something exciting into the mix involving a financial clearing. Could be, you know, your taxes, insurance, inheritance, the loan, you know, something like that. Or something coming into alignment sexually, reproductively, or with third parties here. The sun's going to put a spotlight here starting on the 21st for the next 30 days, so taking you into the new year. So really, your cue, Libra, to start showing up and getting more personally or physically involved at home with real estate, family, roommates, etc. The new moon solar eclipse on the 26th is 30 times more powerful than any moon, launching you guys forward for 2 weeks, helping you guys start something new or take what you're doing to the next level there. And then Mercury joins in on the 28th, bringing more news, offers, writing, sales, into meetings, talks, decisions about those topics going into January with that. So, wow, big, big, big. Now, you guys have been focused on wounds of vulnerabilities that from the past or that are ongoing over these months. That have been focused on partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, or advocates. That's going to finally, you know, be done by the 12th, 13th, where you don't have to keep, you know, feeling druggy and emotionally to that. And then you're going to be moving in the months ahead into, you know, the spiritual healing side of that. And also, if there are any new things that are going to arrive that you could be finding out about, that's where that's going. And the full moon on the 12th is bringing something to a climax with that travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, ceremonial, religious, or political topic, big celebrations or achievements, or wrapping projects up or ending something there. All right, for Scorpio, you guys head into December with new moon momentum in play, helping you guys launch into something new or take what you're doing to the next level in those first few weeks of December. And it's about your income or a purchase or a lot of purchases or your possessions or your products or your gifts. So you really want to be proactive about what you're going for there. And know that on the 9th, Mercury joins this story and will be there through the 28th, which is going to help you with talks and meetings and interviews and auditions and sales and writing and offers and decisions about your income or your purchases or your possessions or your products. So definitely, yes, this is a big deal for you guys. Now, the biggest deal is that we're about to see things open up in a way that we haven't seen in 12 years and for a lot of us ever in this lifetime. For more personal growth, more adventure, more happiness, more prosperity, and it's going to be in play throughout 2020 for everybody. And it starts on December 2nd. For Scorpio, it is about Jupiter moving into your territory of talks, meetings, writing, interviews, auditions, sales, agreements, local activities, short trips to nearby places, moves, brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, and electronics. There's a lot, right? But all of these areas are going to see growth. And you're really going to start to see how this is going to coming into play. Maybe you'll start to get the idea or have some kind of offer come through in December with, as soon as you're starting to move in. And you want to look at how Jupiter themes can apply to those topics. So could this be about media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, education, travel, legal, wedding, other ceremonial, religious, or political themes coming into this story? By the 15th, there is this wonderful alignment to Uranus with those topics that involves a partner, a client, a specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, or advocate. So something really coming into flow with one of those themes by the 15th. By the 21st, the sun starts putting a 30-day spotlight on those areas. So Scorpio talks to beauty shop, get more personal, you're physically involved, put your brand or image or name or self in the same car forward with those themes. On the 26th, you get the new moon solar eclipse launching you huge into something new or next level, giving you 2 weeks of momentum there. Very powerful momentum, okay? And then Mercury joins the story on the 28th, which really just amplifies the potential going into January with those topics. So, yay, big deal there. Now, you guys have been focusing on old wounds or vulnerabilities that are around your health, your work, your pets, your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help over the month behind, and that's finally coming to a close by the 12th, 13th. And then you're going to be kind of shifting into forward momentum, working on that spiritual guru side of yourself in those areas. And then over the months ahead, if there are any new vulnerabilities to tackle in those areas, then those will show up then. The full moon on the 12th is bringing something to a climax for Scorpio in a financial realm or with your sex life or reproductive needs with a divorce, a death, a birth, or a third-party situation. So something big is wrapping up, ending, or you're celebrating or achieving something there. So that's what you got. All right, with Sagittarius, we see you guys entering December with new moon momentum in your sign. So this is really great for launching yourself forward. You know, what is it you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title? Or is there some personal desire you have? How do you want to show up? You know, get in there, go for things, Sag. And you guys are going to have that, you know, really propelling you in the first couple weeks. And Mercury's going to join the story between the 9th and the 28th. So, Sag, you know, really getting you into talks and meetings and offers and proposals and sales and writing and interviews and decisions, you know, that are focused on you guys. Now, the really big deal is how things are about to open up in a huge way starting on December 2nd. And this is going to run all the way through December of next year. And it's really going to be about some kind of personal adventure or growth or prosperity or happiness and ways to open up your world through personal income, or purchases, your possessions, your products, your values, or the things you're building. And so look at how Jupiter could apply to this. Jupiter's showing up on the 2nd, then it'll be here for over a year. Can you bring media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, higher education, legal, travel, foreign, media, or ceremonial, religious, political themes into these ways to make money or to focus on your products or possessions or purchases? This is big. By the 15th of this month, there is a great alignment that is really exciting involving your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, the coworkers, your hired help that's tied to that income or purchase or possessions or products. By the 21st, the sun starts to put a spotlight on it for Sag. So for the next 30 days, it really urges you guys to show up, get more personally or physically involved, take the lead with that income, purchase, product, possession, interest. By the 26th, you have a new moon solar eclipse, which launches you guys forward for 2 solid weeks of a real momentum to start something new in those areas or take what you're doing to the next level. And by the 28th, Mercury joins the story, taking you into the next month with more talks and meetings and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and offers and decisions about those themes.
So really big, really good. All right, now you guys have been focused on wounds and vulnerabilities around your lovers or kids or creative projects or recreational pursuits over these months behind you. That finally comes to an end by the 12th or 13th. You're going to shift and it's going to start moving forward now, and so you'll be able to start working on the healing or the spiritual guru energy based on those areas. Really kind of any new vulnerabilities or wounds and feelings that would be showing up, those would be in the months ahead. And then the full moon on the 12th brings something to a climax in your relationship zone set. So some kind of really big moment with a romantic or a business partner, with clients, with specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates. So you're really achieving goals or celebrating or wrapping something up or ending it then. All right, for Capricorn, you guys hit the ground running in December with new moon momentum, helping you guys launch into something new or next level with anything artistic, romantic, spiritual, tackling addictions or bad habits, secret sense, getting into research or investigations, or anything you're doing with institutions. You have a lot to choose from there. By the 9th, Mercury will join the story, which will help open up talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions there, and it will stay there through the 28th, so you have a lot of momentum there. And then as far as the speed, growth potential with Jupiter coming into Capricorn, everybody's going to experience this, but I'm telling you, Capricorn, you guys are about to have an off-the-chart year ahead. This is going to open something very big up for you personally, physically, helping you with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your personal needs and desires, and your physical involvement in things. And you want to look at how Jupiter can help get you there. You know, is it time to adventure, to seek more prosperity or happiness? Is it time to travel or deal with a situation at a distance or relocate at a distance or get involved in education or media, or marketing, publishing, legal, weddings, or any ceremonial, religious, or political themes, you know? All of these things are going to be flowing through you now for the first time in 12 years. By the 15th, there's this exciting alignment with a lover or the kids or the creative project or a recreational pursuit that links directly to this new Jupiter energy within your sign Capricorn. By the 21st, the sun moves in and starts to put a spotlight on you guys for the next 30 days. Really going to help you guys stand out, take the lead, make it about your needs, your body, your brands, your image, etc. By the 26th, you have that new moon solar eclipse launching you guys forward to a true solar moon. 3 times more powerful than a typical new moon, giving you guys momentum to start something new for yourself or take what you're doing to the next level. And by the 28th, Mercury joins the story, so you're getting into more talks, meetings, interviews, offers, proposals, sales, decisions that are about you and your needs. For the wounded energy, the vulnerabilities, this has been focused for Capricorn on home, real estate, deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, and roommates over the months behind. So that finally kind of is, you don't have to focus on that old wound or vulnerability after the 12th, 13th. It's going to shift. We're going to be moving direct. You're going to be moving into the healing or the guru energy. And you're also going to be any new vulnerabilities that you are going to want to address, those will be coming up in the months ahead. And the full moon peaks on the 12th, and for Capricorn, bringing something to a climax with your work, your house, your animals, your pets, same thing, and your paperwork, your coworkers, your hired help. So really, you know, celebrations, achievements there, or wrapping something up you've been working on, or ending something you're done with. For Aquarius, you guys head into December, new moon momentum really launching you guys forward with friends, groups, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events, or any aspirations or original projects. You guys can start something new or take what you're doing to the next level. And Mercury will join the store from the 19th to 28th, really bringing talk meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions, short trips, you know, and ideas really flowering there. And then the really good news is how Jupiter is moving into Capricorn and starts on December 2nd and is going to be there for all through 2020. So we haven't had this here in 12 years. It is bringing growth, prosperity, happiness. It's helping you expand your horizons. And Aquarius, for you, it's through film, music, painting, poetry, dance, anything artistic, or it's through romantic interludes or getaways, or through spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, yoga, or magic, or psychic interests, or through research or investigations, or dealing with addictions, or secrets or deceptions, or dealing with spas, retreats, hospitals, or other institutions. So look at how Jupiter themes could open up any of those areas, travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes coming into that. This starts on the 2nd, right? And by the 15th, it forms an alignment that brings something there that you're focused on into this great harmonic with your home, or a move, or a real estate deal, or a renovation, or your family, parents, or roommates. By the 21st, the spotlight starts to shine on the artistic, romantic, spiritual interests, your institutional needs, your research and development, and it's going to stay on you for 30 days, so really time to show up and get physically or personally involved here. By the 26th, you have that new moon, a solar eclipse, 3 times more powerful to launch you guys forward into something new or next level in the 2 weeks that follow. And then Mercury joins the story on the 28th and takes you into January with more talks and meetings and writing and sales and offering, et cetera, about those themes. Now, you guys have been focused on old wounds or vulnerabilities with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, your community, or with your writing, your sales, your interviews, or your talks and decisions. Over these last months, and that finally comes to a close by the 12th or 13th, you're going to be moving forward into more of your spiritual healing here, and then any new kind of stuff that would come up would be on the horizon in the months ahead. The full moon on the 12th brings something to a climax for Aquarius with your lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreational pursuits, so you're having that big celebration or achievement, or you're wrapping something up or ending it then. For Pisces, you guys head into December with new moon momentum, launching you guys forward with a personal goal or your career, your fame, your reputation or status, or something going on with a boss, a parent, a judge, or some other higher-up authority figure. So this is helping you guys start that new thing or take what you're doing to the next level, and you have lots of momentum here. Mercury joins this story on the 9th through the 28th, so that'll help you get into talks and meetings about it, or sales, or writing, or interviews, or auditions, or hear those offers or proposals coming in and making decisions. So make the most of that. And now with the really big energy, we're looking for some kind of growth, some happiness, prosperity, some way to open your horizons up in a way that hasn't happened in 12 years, and for a lot of us ever, right? And this starts on December 2nd with Jupiter moving into Capricorn. So Pisces, huge growth year coming. It's going to be there all through next year. So you guys are looking at ways to open this up through following interests with your own personal aspirations or individual projects or your freedom or involving friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or gatherings or parties or events. And look at how Jupiter can open this up for you. Could it involve travel or situations of existence or media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, educational pursuit, legal, wedding, ceremonial, religious or political influences there? You've got this for a year, opening up this social realm or with your aspirations. By the 15th, there's something exciting coming into view here involving a talk, a meeting, an agreement, a sale, the writing, the interview, or the offer or decision. By the 21st, you've got the sun starting to put a spotlight on these social realms and asking you guys to start showing up and getting more involved personally or physically over the next 30 days, really favoring you in those areas. By the 26th, you guys have a new moon solar eclipse, three times more powerful, to launch into something new or next level in the 2 weeks that follow. And then by the 28th, you have Mercury joining the story, so taking you into January with more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, and decisions with these brand new groups in the internet and astrology, charities, gatherings, parties, events. Big deal. Now, as far as the Chiron moon, you guys have been focused on past wounds and vulnerabilities based around your income, purchases, products, and possessions. So that ends by the 12th and 13th, and you start to shift gears and move into healing or guru energy around that, and you're then starting to, in the months ahead, if there are any new wounds or vulnerabilities, those will show up then. And the full moon on the 12th is bringing something to a climax for Pisces at home with a real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, or the roommate. So something is being celebrated or achieved, or you're wrapping something up or ending it there by the 12th. So that's it, guys. Zoe Moon, I hope it's a great December for everybody, and look for that new Jupiter energy.